What's good? What's good? We back. How y'all doing, fellas? Live from Vietnam. We got Big Face. We got Mr. J. And we're going to change this up a little bit right here so we can see Mr. J's face. It was hiding Mr. J. How y'all doing, fellas?
Chilling, baby. Living life. Loving it.
All right, so Sleepy Jones is MIA. He didn't communicate. Ilzy, I talked to him just a little while ago. He's out with the family. And Big Cass couldn't make it. He texted me, let me know he couldn't make it. So it's going to be just us three still in the show tonight. And we got some juicy topics we're going to get into. And whoever wants to start it off, we're going to start with who are the top hip-hop producers of all time? What? Right. Go ahead, Big Face.
I mean, for me personally, I mean, we're talking Premier, Pete Rock. I mean, you got to get into the Hit Squad. I mean, man, this is, you know, I need to do some homework on this, to be honest with you, bro. But I mean, Premier definitely top of my list. What about y'all?
Okay. Jay? Mr. Jay, can you hear? I can't hear you.
Jay, what's up with you, man? Can't hear you, bro.
Can't hear you.
I mean, Kanye definitely got to be in there too, right? I mean, man, the production, which is the key element of hip hop, I feel like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a trash song, could be a hit. So, I mean, talk some man, a lot of
pictures. Okay, you're going kind of in and out.
I'm cutting in and out.
Yeah. You good now though. We still ain't got Mr. J. What's up, Mr. J? Your mic gone? Can you hear us? I don't know what's up.
I don't see his lips moving.
I don't either. So you got Kanye, you got P-Rock.
Premier, man. Come on, Primo, man. Primo. Smash it. What you got on top of your mind, Mr. Masson?
I'm thinking like Dr. Dre is like one of my favorite.
Absolutely.
Dr. Dre. I mean, definitely Premier. Premier definitely created a sound that a lot of cats want to copycat. I definitely like Pete Rock because he's more versatile, I think, than Premier. Like, you know Premier beat when you hear it. You know Premier beat when you hear it.
Pete Rock was more take risks the Premier for sure. And you got Timbaland,
great producer. Mr. J, what's up? You still got technical difficulties?
Good. Yeah.
Building, baby.
Okay. We back in business. I don't know what happened. You know, ghost in the machine. I don't know.
So we got Timbaland, we got Premier, we got Pete Rock, we got Dr. Dre. I got throwing the Alchemist. Alchemist.
You got to put Scott Storch, because to me he's right there, like Alchemist Scott Storch.
I wouldn't really compare Alchemist to Scott Storch. I think Scott Storch is more of a mainstream producer.
A lot of big hit
records. Yeah. And Scott Storch, man, I mean, he's kind of fizzled out. Where has he been?
He's gotten fat sitting down there living in Khalid's guest house.
Yeah, he had some drug issues for a minute, so he had to kind of sit down.
You want to chime in, Mr. J, since you had a little technical difficulties at first?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple unsung producers like DJ Quick, DJ Pooh, Easy Mo B.
I love Easy Mo B.
You know, I think DJ Quick is probably the most unsung producer. He's had so much, you know, work on various different people. With Talib Kweli, he's done, you know, R&B producers as well as hip hop. He's definitely a guy who's like a producer, like not just a beat maker. He does a lot of instrumental stuff. You know, brings a lot of musicians into his session. and really kind of orchestrates a lot of different things. So you know what kind of sound you hear when you hear a DJ Quick beat.
Explain the difference between a beat maker and a producer for people.
Well, you know, a beat maker is somebody who's just, you know, usually tapping on those keys or tapping on a ASR or Korg or Koss or, you know, different like Pete Rock uses the SB1200 or, you know, SB whatever SB level we at now, you know, so, just those things are just, you know, beat makers. They don't have levels to what they're doing. They just kind of, you know, plug away at making those things. Producers are real orchestrators. They kind of, you know, they know what kind of sound they want. They know the difference between a break and you know, just the body of a song. You know, they know how to give it levels and dynamics. Beat makers are usually just, they deal with strictly loops and loops only. You know what I mean? And they usually are kind of directors as well.
Were you about to say, Faith?
Yeah, was it?
Well, I mean, so what was the list? Are we giving a list, like a couple? So who are you talking, Easy Mo B?
Well, I said Easy Mo B. I said DJ Quick, DJ Pooh.
Yep. Okay, good word. Kanye's, no Beat Nuts.
Yeah, I go with Beat Nuts. Yes. Another one, Unsung, yeah.
Amazing run, like in the mid to late 90s. Of just everything they made, everybody. They made so many hits, they had to take some and use them for themselves and made their own hits. They weren't even rappers.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about early RZA?
Oh, definitely. Come on, you got the RZA. And just the way he did it was different than everyone else. And the way he used the equipment. I don't know how you guys, you know, I don't have a lot of production background. I'm an artist. I was a writer. More so.
I don't either.
And so, I mean, most of my early stuff was done on an ASR Pro and a 4-track converted to an 8-track. You know what I'm saying? So, and then you know, went from there to a Korg. And you know, there's rudimentary stuff. You know, I mean, I play a little bit, but it's never my desire to get into that. But as far as what he was saying, as far as makers versus producers, I mean, and me as a writer, hell, it's all magic to me. If they made a beat and I went in there, they were producing. But I had producers that would, A, help me structure the song, and I had producers that just made a beat and let me go in there and rock. So I understand the differences in the two, for sure. The second, the arranger as well. Like Dre and Timbaland, more of arrangers. Like,
yeah,
they set all the way up for you. They ain't just putting the beat down and saying, this is a dope beat. Like, say, maybe I think like a Beat Nuts would, or a track master.
Yeah. And they're more producers. Like, to me, a producer is more of a person who can custom make a beat around you.
Who arranges?
You know, like, yeah, like when you do a remix, you know, typically you take the acapella and somebody custom makes and arranges a beat around that. You know, that's a producer. And then a beat maker typically is just somebody making a ton of beats and you're just going through and listening to them one after another. But you could, a cat could be a beat maker and a producer at the same time, I think.
So can you put me a shot?
You know, because I think if you're just going through a bunch of beats, you're kind of just going through the beat maker process. And then if you're going in there, like, I'm going to pay you, like, if you go to pay Premiere for a beat, Premiere's just going to probably custom make a beat for you. You know, he's probably going to make the Mr. J, you know, Premiere beat, the Big Face Premiere beat, the Paul Masson Big Premiere beat. And
I think he might just make beats
like that.
I think he might just be Primo, send me 6 beats, and you know what I mean, giving you the beat.
Yeah, he might do it that way, but he also might, like, it probably depends on how much you're spending with cats too, I would think.
And
like,
also
you spending like, more, you probably get the royal treatment, I would think.
Also, you gotta look at it as in camp producers as well. Like, you know, he may be just this. To everybody else, he they in camp producer. Like my production was Sloan, the Slizzler. Now you're gonna pay him if you want me, but me, I mean, I'm gonna get all I want from him. Same probably with Premier and his own crew. You know, he'll probably arrange the whole record for you, but if you're outside, you're just picking beats out, right? Yeah. The amount of money they pay, $100,000 to $200,000, Mr. J, I'm sure you can put on that. You better get in there and make this whole thing from scratch. Shit.
How y'all feel about an Eric Sermon?
Yeah, he's one of those guys who's definitely an amazing producer. And the fact that he went back to the to the Marvin Gaye catalog and just went and created things out of like whole cloth from the Marvin Gaye catalog to give him a whole album of stuff.
He created that was dope. Marvin Gaye too got sued. Shout out to Robin Thicke.
That was definitely around that what? Just like music, right? Around that time?
Yeah.
That whole crossover, that was him. I mean, he was all over that album. When they made that jump from regional act to national act, Eric Sermon had a lot to do with those beats.
Yeah.
Who else we missing out here? I know we're missing some cats.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm sure we are. You mentioned Dre, of course. What are the West Coast? We missed Quick. And any of the West Coast guys you can think of?
Yeah, I said Quick and Pooh and DJ Muggs. DJ Muggs, that whole Soul Sass is
kind of. DJ Muggs. Oh, yeah, DJ Muggs. Yeah, that's another one.
Made hit records for not only Cypress Hill, but other acts, and then also became a part of Limp Bizkit, made hits with them too. I mean, yikes.
House of Pain. And he mentored, if I'm not mistaken, he mentored Alchemist.
Alchemist.
Limp Bizkit. I mean, come on, bro. Damn, that's a hell of a work.
I'm gonna tell you another producer I like. I had a beat from him. I wasn't too big on the beat he sent, but you got to take what you get when you ain't paying for it. Nick Wiz, he did a lot of the Cellar Dwellers, the Milk Bone album, the Cellar Dwellers. I just really liked his sound. He had a really really good sound and whatnot.
And if we talk about the best, we are live from Vietnam.
We're gonna get in that. Don't jump into that yet. Don't get off topic. We're gonna get in that.
Well, we can get out of here.
That's the next question. That's the next question. We're gonna get in that.
If you're gonna leave me down the road, you got to give me an itinerary.
We're only 13 minutes in. I know we missed some names here, man. What about Static Selector?
Yeah, Static.
He's a newer hip hop producer, but definitely keeping the sound going, I would think.
I'm trying to remember who was the producer for the Alcoholics.
Was it King T?
He brought them along. He kind of opened the doors for them.
I don't know who produced the Alcoholics.
When we talk about of all time, I'm looking at people probably that aren't just one camp. I'm looking at people that probably crossed over to other people, probably made records for their camp and others, and maybe even crossed over.
I know who we missed it. DJ Evil D, Beat Miners in them. Mr. Walt, Evil D, Beat Miners. Definitely a great hip-hop sound.
Organized Noise. Black Moon
came out. They produced some stuff.
All Dungeon Family records. I mean, you're talking about all the Outkast
classic stuff. Yeah.
I mean, several of them. on.
And what's their group? What's their producer's name? What's they?
Organized Noise Productions.
Organized Noise. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Rico Wade.
One at a time. Can't hear your face.
It's okay.
Go ahead. Organized Noise.
Mr. J, Rico Wade.
I forgot the other cat. But it was Rico Wade and who else?
Edmonds, I think.
Okay. I think another one I gotta throw in there, since it's my favorite album of all time, Havoc.
Yeah, man,
The Mobb Deep sound was just always amazing, I thought.
You're right, for sure.
Definitely. I don't know how y'all feel about Manny Fresh, but you know, he's definitely a
producer. Yeah,
but he definitely sold a lot of records with those beats.
Yeah, and the fact that he had, you know, 21, about averaging about 20 to 21 beats on every individual's album, and none of them sounded the same. Like, he was able to give each and every one a different, completely, like, different sound. That to me is just amazing.
Since we in the South, we got to go with DJ Paul. I'm in 3-6 Mafia around Fayetteville. There was some fanatic. There was some Vietnam fanatics when it came to 3-6 Mafia. Shout out to my man Little Six, who rap name came for 3-6. Little Six. You know, from Hux Entertainment and whatnot. But yeah, man. I mean, there's so many names. I mean, we probably could keep naming names forever, man, when you get to the mainstream.
But for me, I mean, when I think production, hip-hop, the exact first thought that comes to my mind is Primo. So, always been Primo to me. I mean, I love a lot of mainstream beats, too, though. But, I mean, it's always Primo.
I'm going to tell you a name we definitely overlooking. Rick Rubin. Rick motherfucking Rubin.
Sure.
Run DMC, Beastie Boys, LL Cool J. I mean, definitely.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
99 Problems.
Jay-Z, yeah. And, you know, somebody commented on our, we put a little short together where, you know, Face, you was saying LL Cool J was top 10. And somebody was like, they didn't really like that. They said top 100 at best.
Wow. Top 100?
Yeah.
They might want to tell Mr. Smith that. They might get their face pushed in the sand.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, hey, man, you got to look at the body of work. I mean, negative opinions is better than positive opinions for me. I mean, look at the dude body of work, bro. I mean, come on,
man. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Help my soul for that career.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might get squashed like a jelly bean right there. You know what I mean?
And you know what mama told me. So, you know.
You know what? Let me Google some names. I know we're missing some names here, man.
You got to Google it. Google it. You ain't got no. Don't worry.
There's so many names, though, man. I mean.
You're talking about the top. We're supposed to spend our time talking about the top producer, not all 750 producers that have ever made a hit record.
I mean, we only 18 minutes in. We're gonna get into the local ones. They ain't enough local ones for us to do the whole podcast, dude.
Sound like more. Maybe if we did homework, maybe we got this before we could do some homework and came some better takes, honestly. But
yeah, I could start sending cats the questions ahead of time.
Conversation, and both of y'all don't want to talk about Kanye, which is crazy to me.
I'll talk about Kanye. What's wrong?
Some personal hate, baby.
Kanye's great.
Yeah, Kanye's probably one of the most successful producers of all time, probably. You know,
Kanye will give you 10, 15 different beats. I don't say that's Kanye when I hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, you're right. But you can't tell a Kanye beat.
I mean, no, I don't automatically know it's Kanye. Well, wow, we haven't even mentioned Neptune, Pharrell. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, for real.
Neptune's.
Hold on, dude. How many hits? Even for Snoop and Janet. And I mean, all of G-Y, I mean, the list goes on and on.
But let's go back to Kanye. You want to talk? Kanye was he really started even popping a great time when that Dipset sound with Just Blaze and Kanye, you know, really orchestrating it. That was a great time for hip hop. I just really love that sound, man. Definitely love that sound. You had No ID was one of the producers on that label as well.
Ninth Wonder.
Ninth Wonder. Definitely.
And knowing him personally, good dude. I remember when he first got on the Black, the placement on the Black album. Man, I was in Raleigh chilling with 21st Records when that happened, and it was big for the Raleigh area. You know, like how Fayetteville scene was. Raleigh was super proud of that shit. My little brother had been making noise for years at that point.
Yeah, yeah. And when you think of little brother, you also got to throw in J Dilla.
Yes. Rest in peace, J Dilla.
Rest in peace to J Dilla. What about Swiss Beats?
Yeah, hell yeah. What? Definitely Swiss Beats. I mean,
did he kind of orchestrate this, like, not using a ton of samples when the New York sound?
I think, yeah, in some ways. Plus, he was the type of guy who said, you know, he was going to have the hook ready for when somebody came in. You know what I'm saying? He was like, you know, everybody else has got their mind on trying to get these lyrics together, get these bars together, get each individual verse together. I don't want to have them have to worry about nothing else but just the verses. I'll do the hook.
The luxury of working with DMX most of his career, which, come on, man. DMX is Mr. Hook, make anything sound cool instantly. The best voice probably ever in hip hop.
Yep. We also looking over another name that just got honored recently, the great Marley Marr. And Bridges, they said, I don't know if y'all seen the video. I think hip hop heads were really upset at the fact that you had to tell people to clap for Marley Marr when they were talking about he like literally, you know, started sampling in hip hop. You know, you gotta literally tell people to clap, you gotta tell them to stand, you know, and things of that nature.
In the last couple of years with his Eminem comments and then beef, and then, I mean, this just because the beef happened this year, and like he's been saying shit like that for years, though. He doesn't pay a lot of homage to the ones in front of him. If you don't give respect, you're not always gonna get respect, man.
No, you're talking about Melly Mel. You're talking about Melly Mel.
Yeah, my bad. Yes, I am.
Yeah, you're talking about Melly Mel. I was about to say, Marley Marr ain't got beef with Eminem.
I mean, once again, a lot of kids in hip hop probably don't know who Marley Marr is.
They don't.
Yeah, and that's the problem. You know what I mean? I think that should be a law too. You got to know your history.
It ain't the hip hop fans' fault.
No.
No. It's no.
You can't blame the fan. I don't never hear Marley mentioning nothing. I don't hear the new artists or even the artists from the 90s. They didn't bring Marley Marr in to keep Marley Marr's name alive. You know, so.
Especially on the historians and the new artists.
I'm gonna throw out one more name, and then we're gonna get into the Fayetteville producers. But we can't forget Large Professor, because he taught Havoc how to make beats. And the Nas album, you know, his impact on that.
The halftime beat, Live at the Barbecue, really dope beats.
And that's also favorite producer for Irvin Ford from Fayetteville, which is gonna get into our next question. Here we go. Who are the top favorite Fayetteville producers and beat makers?
Who wants to start? I mean, there's several, but I would say the best for me, you listen to a lot of local music, and as far as the body of the beat, so many beats, it's the kid QDH. I mean, the kid has amazing beats across lots of different artists to build. There's lots of producers. Shiggy Sean, you don't even know this, people have a lot of those beats from Dark Side, which is dope too. But I think the kid is the best out of the bill, the kid QDH.
Okay. Mr. J, anybody, any names you want to recognize or whatnot?
I think you'll probably want to, you know, go with Irvin Ford. We could mention him. Mike That's Will, 910.
Mike Will, he's dope.
DOS from Ground Zero. He definitely had some dope beats, as well as of course, Rick Marvel. Rick Marvel did, you know, the most of our first group album from the Empire, and a lot on my most recent album. So, you know, he's definitely one of those guys that, you know, not only had beats in the Ville, but he did stuff for Skills. He did stuff for Black Sheep. So those are the ones I can think of right now.
Those were my pretty biased, but the Sloan and the Slizzard, I love him to death.
I mean, there's a dope.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we can't dope. Forget. We can't forget Nerve. Nerve was doing some beats too.
So. Definitely produced my track for the Cape Fear Wildcats but he produced lots of music back in the day under Elohim and under Zeph.
Yeah.
He's a dope producer. Milk from Strong Milk, Live Ace and Entertainment.
Yeah, I remember Milk.
Yeah.
Celebrated 50th birthday this week. Shout out, I know he watched the show. He made some dope beats. Yo, this cat made an entire album with the PlayStation back in the late 90s using that Beatmaker game. And it was crazy fire. We were blown away. This dude is in here making better beats with the PlayStation than we could with the SR.
Yeah, I remember him telling me about that back in the day. That's crazy. That was crazy.
Paul, who's done most of your production?
Irv did a lot. Irv did a lot. The Magician, Danny the Magician, did a lot. I think, though, of all the cats that I work with, I hate to throw this out there, but only one cat's custom made beats for Paul Masson, and that was Trillanoid's Tracks, man.
Yo, like, Trill hit me up this week too, man. He would love to be involved with this with us.
I talked to him today. He's out in DC. I mean, and there's a lot of dope cats in the Ville. I mean, but Trilla was like really, once he gave me that custom beat, I mean, I was spoiled.
Even with Trill back there with them, when they had an Empire record shoot off, him and, you know, the Hustle Man, Rise the dope producer.
Rise
will get you in there. Rise will place the hook, put the beat around you. Rise is great to work with in the studio. I have had the privilege of doing that. And dude is mad easy to work with in the studio.
And I never got no beats from this cat, but I went to his crib one time for the first time and seen him make beats on Acid Pro like nobody else was making it. And that was Ronnie C. And I was like, wow. I was like, at that time, I was like so amazed by Ronnie C, man. Like, this cat is like, nobody was making beats like that. He was just taking little chops, throwing them on. You just see little clips on Acid Pro, just throwing them here and there. And then you hear the beat finished and like, man, this is amazing, man. And everybody was using like beat machines still then. They were ASR-10s and NPCs and everything else, you know?
Korg was fire.
Yeah, Korg.
And here comes Ronnie C on the Acid Pro. And I'm just like, wow, like this cat was something else. I never got beats from him, but I know a lot of cats do that. Leviticus cat?
Yeah, Levi, man. Hey, Levi is dope, bro. Levi's been dope for years, man. And once again, another artist that's easy to work with, always down to put in work. Yeah, Levi's crazy talented, man. Crazy talented.
And I know we're missing somebody.
Rain makes some amazing beats. Rain 910.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some of these other crews out here, like who they had producing and whatnot.
Well, I mean, you know, they had let's talk about Bombshell. They had Izzy Nice, and who was the other cat? They had
Izzy
another
Nice.
Cat.
Yeah, Izzy Nice. Izzy Nice got some real dope beats. Real dope.
Yeah.
He's produced for almost everybody in the Ville across the spectrum. You know what I'm saying?
And, except.
You,
me,
Izzy's mad funny. Yo, Izzy's funny, man. He don't fuck with everybody. Man. Izzy is a funny cat. He's like that. He definitely holds his talent close to the best, man.
I just felt like he tried to beat me over the head with the price, man. That's all.
You're real.
And it's a fire beats, bro. It's for fire beats.
So, and there was another somebody. Bombshelter had a 2-part production crew back then. I'm forgetting somebody's name, and it's a big name. Sean Beeman. That's the name. So he did a lot worked with a lot of cats back then. And he was, from what I understand, I never got to work with him. It's all secondhand shit. But he is get glowing from everybody I talk to about him. So definitely got to be up there.
I do got to throw this out there. The Bomb Shelter's Food Shelter and Clover LP. And I might be saying it back. I might be saying it backwards. I said it backwards in an interview. It might be Food, Clothing, and Shelter. I don't remember.
It is that, Food, Shelter.
That is the best produced LP to me in Vietnam history.
Well, they had the skits. They had it spaced out. They had some cool-ass funny internet skits that you hadn't heard before with that whole Bomb Shelter Flies Delta, which is hilarious as fuck. And yeah, man, it was. It was produced like you thought it should be, right? Like what we thought it should be. Song got the skits that all tie the shit together. Hey, and I'm going to tell you right now, I know you know probably, that proved me wrong. It's still dope right now. The lyrics still make sense. The flow still makes sense. Everything. I mean, so once again, Vietnam, ahead of his time, we always been ahead of our time. Yeah. Really?
And I don't know if y'all know this cat. I don't know his producer name, but I'm part of the reason he started making beats, and that's Carando.
I'm not familiar.
Mm-hmm. I don't know his production name. I can't think of it. He came around the time of Leviticus started coming out and whatnot. Damn. See, that's what I'm saying. There ain't but so many names to talk about in Fayetteville. That we might have to get back to some of these bigger names because there's only so many names. We got Izzy Nice, we got Sloan, we got Nerve Wreck. Did that Bob Wirecat make beats?
Kid QDH. We are definitely it's like who's making Passport Scoop beats right now? Who's making Hoods beats? Because they got some grimy ass beats right now. Yeah, I don't you know, Cass ain't and plus, producers, for some reason, don't seem to be as big stars as they were when I was rapping. Like, and I knew every producer in town. And they were big. They were the rappers.
And the thing is, a lot of these people nowadays are going outside of local rappers are getting beats. So they're not just going to local rappers to get their beats.
On YouTube.
Yeah,
and they're just snatching it straight off YouTube from anywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sound
and then they worry about YouTube. It later.
Yeah.
Of course, when we're talking about production, you got to talk about Barry Williams and Red Room Studios. I mean, the engineering production goes on there, probably the top quality in all of the city.
I got to shout out another name. He didn't make a lot of beats around here, but I've heard a lot of his beats, and he made some tracks for me. Stranger the Great can make some hot beats.
Oh, hell yeah. Stranger
the Great can make some hot beats, too. He's definitely another one of those two sides of the coin. Irv... Like, and that's another thing. Who's the best rapper producer guy? You got Nerve Wreck, you got Stranger the Great.
Well, you mentioned Stranger the Great. Go ahead and give me a shameless plug tomorrow night at Aladdin's Hookah Bar on Hope Hills Road. You got the Maserati, the Uncensored Season reunion with me, Stranger the Great, Big Frost, Mike Tech. A bunch of cats gonna be out there, you know, for the whole season. Day Uno, the now, kids. That's tomorrow. That's Saturday night, October 14th, at Aladdin Hookah Bar in Hope Mills Road. We're gonna be setting it off with the Maz. Everybody that did the Maserati podcast from Fed when he was doing a little Vietnam recap stuff, Bomb Shelter. A lot of cats was on that. So sorry to jump in there, but Stranger would be right up there with Zeph. Would probably be the dopest.
Zeph.
Rapper slash producer to me. Is that blessing?
Who you got, Jay?
I'd probably go with Rain. Because if not Rain, then Cold, you know, because Cold is a production too. Cold does a lot of production.
I didn't think he has produced though. Like, he's dope. He fired. I mean, to me. Best artist ever come out of the field.
We do gotta include him in the Vietnam producers, right?
Yeah. I don't know who produced it of the records I've heard of his.
Yeah, but I mean he's still one of the best producers from Fayetteville.
I mean a lot of his album, I think it's a lot of his first album. He did a lot of production on. I don't know how much he did on the second album, and you know, he's produced stuff for a couple cats under him. So, you know,
did he produce Way? Because you want to hear something dope, go on YouTube and pull up Rain 910 Blow You Away. It's probably from like 2011. Dope ass video, dope concept, just a fire song, top five song ever out of the bill. If he produced that, that's crazy. But by the way, that's crazy. I'm still waiting on the sequel, Rain. You're supposed to, you left us on a cliffhanger on that joint, bruh.
Yeah. I think he got away from it when he started doing all the battles and everything else. And then he got that, he was supposed to have that deal, you know, sealed up with Ross, and then nothing came of it. That one single they dropped, that What Up Whoa, where they did it over there in off the Mert. They did that video over there. Like, you know, that was pretty much it off of that single. So I don't know what happened after that, but you know, he's still steadily putting music out. He's got some other stuff he put out. That's some other video he just came back and put out too.
What happened? Rain writes for everybody. That's what happens. I believe Rain writes for a lot of people we don't know about. You know what I'm saying?
Really, yeah, we can't say the names on this podcast, man, because we might get them in trouble or something, or get people in trouble.
The talented dude, man.
There might be non-disclosure agreements, NDAs, and whatnot.
I didn't sign shit.
we know one of the names. We named them early in this podcast on this episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
But I gotta go with Nerve Wreck, man. I gotta go with Nerve Wreck as the best producer rapper from the Ville, man. I got I really do.
Hey, Puzzle could rap his ass off, just so you know. Hey, shout out Sloan up in a while. He could rap his ass off, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard Sloan rap. And shouts out to Sloan.
Crazy.
Somebody tell Sloan Paul Masson needs a beat.
He got them. I'll forward you the contact. He got tons of them.
So who are we missing, man? We missing anybody from the Ville? Because they're going to get mad at us if we don't shout them out.
Did Crimes do a lot of the production for Dark Side Camp? Because Crimes is a producer. Crimes does his own beats. And he's amazing.
I don't know if Crimes was producing early, like Dark Side, but I found some songs the other day with P. Crimes on it that were unreleased, like two or three. I'm going to throw some visualizers on it and put them out there.
I got one last year under the Guapo Cash moniker called Toxic Love.
Yeah.
I'm going to email you when we get off here, bro. It's bananas. It's a top five hit. It's crazy.
Yeah, he, for some reason, was my favorite dude in the Ville because of his style, man, his delivery, his punchlines. I mean, the songs I got that unreleased are dope.
And he got a fine baby mama, too. She a stripper, though. Hey, well, that's my boat.
So, damn, I don't know who we missed on the production level.
I mean, Milton, I mentioned that person knew about a 460, you know, there's engineers, but I'm not counting engineers. I mean, there's a lot of times I had a beat maker and then I had a different dude doing my recording. So that ain't my producer, right. You know what I'm saying? My engineer. So we have a lot of engineers in the Ville, like the Big Frost. He did my whole album, recorded my whole album. It was amazing on the boards, period. So, I mean, you got those two. You got the Rolling Weight right now is one of the best. I mean, he'll master mixes. Yo, he's one of the best engineers around.
Okay.
That's what he's mainly does. That's what Roland does now. You sound cleaned up, you take it to Rolling Weight. Let me get you that real mastered, that real industry sound.
I know another cat. I'm gonna shout him out. He didn't make a lot of beats for a lot of cats around here. He was down with Big Kazin and D Murder. I think he's out there in Puerto Rico now. Shouts out to D Murder. I actually got a song with him and Rob Mel unreleased. I'm about to throw a visualizer too. I mean,
Shout out to Kenny Mac and BTS. Damn, I can't believe I almost forgot. I mean, BTS had some of the dopest beats when I first started that whole wood grain beat. And Kenny Mac. Kenny Mac was behind a lot of that, which he's coming back right now. He's going to be producing some stuff for Sonny. Kenny Mac is coming back with BTS. I've talked to him a few times the last couple weeks. We need to have him on the show, man. Kenny Mack with BTS.
Did he produce the Whoop Wood Grain?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that was my favorite track from BTS back in the day.
He produced my last track. He produced a bunch of dope records, especially with Sonny and Cali, for sure. Yeah.
Who was producing that early RSP stuff?
So Sloan did a lot of that, some of that stuff with them too. That's how I met them. And then they had a man, his name was Joe. Was it Big Joe or JoJo? He left for Colorado a long time ago, but he was doing a lot of their beats. I met them boys in a cypher in a trailer park in the grimiest part of Rape for UMC in your life, 1997. I met Project.
I just thought of a name, man. We can't forget this name, J-Mo. You know who J-Mo is?
Was it J-Bo? J-Bo?
J-Mo, off of Faye and Obama's.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
He's down with Nerve Wreck and all them. And that whole squad, I mean, they had so many great producers going on over there.
Shout out to D.A. Baracus, my man. D.A. Baracus. I hadn't seen him in a long time, and I seen that cat at the memorial for Filthy. He was on that.
I'm pretty sure Mr. J could chime on this one. SRD Character Assassins?
Yeah, Character Assassins. Yeah. Definitely.
You know? First dudes in the Source magazine in the Ville.
Yeah, in the Source in 96. I still got that clip. I showed it to Rick Marvel one time and he was like, yo, you still got it? He was like, yeah, man. Yeah. That was a big thing, because you know,
hell yeah,
didn't have too many people popping out.
I was in the studio at that time and that definitely motivated us. I was a few years away before I even put out anything publicly. But man, that definitely was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Then next we saw Bomb Shelter in there. It was like, okay, man, you know, for a small city, within 3 years we had two acts in an unsigned hype from Fayetteville, North Carolina. That was already showing you something. I mean, this is a long time ago, man. The talent in this city, man, is severely underrated. We got more than most places, and we got different sounds, and we got different. Completely different artists, which that's why I like the Ville. I mean, it's my city. I love my city. Everybody should have no problem bragging on their own feathers. But this city right here has a lot to offer. I wish Casablanca was on here tonight. Okay, I know that's what he's talking.
All right, so let's flip it like this. We're going to do a two-part question. First part, you can take one of the hip-hop producers we named on the big-time level to produce your album. Just one. Who's it going to be?
Primo. I want them Primo beats, baby.
You want Primo? All
right.
Oh man. Yeah. I've got like a dream list of at least six people that I know I have do my album. But
right, who's the six?
To pick
who's
one.
Six?
Pick one. I go with Pete Rock. If I got to just pick one, I go with Pete Rock.
One of my favorite beats of all time.
I know this is gonna sound crazy. I would have to go with Kanye.
I mean, that's my second choice only because if I want a commercial record that's gonna sell millions of copies, I'm probably gonna go to Kanye.
I'm trying to go big, man.
If I want to write, I know that Primo beats, I'm gonna be able to write easily. I'm gonna just hit him and boom, 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 it's gonna come out.
And then just having Kanye in the video, he's probably gonna do something crazy that's gonna get me crazy amount of clicks.
But he's gonna make one really long arm and one really short arm, though. He's gonna look ridiculous. You're gonna have one shoe with a big shoe and a little shoe, or make you put that square shit on like he did to that one motherfucker. And I ain't running down there with that square shit on, dog.
You're talking
six,
big,
though?
Man.
Who's
my
dream
six? Well, I just told you one of them, Pete Rock. The other one would be Primo, Dr. Dre, DJ Quick, and then Legendary Trackster. Legendary Trackster did beats for Twista. And then T-Mix did a lot of Suave House stuff. So that's my six for my album.
All right, so let's switch it to you can only get one Fayetteville producer to do your joint right now. Who you got?
The Kid QDH.
Okay, the Kid QDH.
Well, since I already had Rick Marble do some stuff for my album and for the Empire album, I think I have to go with somebody different. I'll go with Rain.
All right, so I'm going to hurt some feelings on this one. Sorry, Magician. I'm sorry, Irv. But I'd have to go with the guy who custom made me two tracks. And I'd have to go with my Trillanoise tracks, man. I'd have to go with my man Trill. And he just sent me a bunch of beats, man. I'm like, yo, man. Like,
shout out to Trill. That's the one cat I never got the chance to work with.
You know, I could definitely, you know, link y'all up, get y'all's contact swapped and whatnot. But when you get a custom made beat with your vocals in it, you know, all that just for you. Yeah, you feel like you got the special treatment. I was hyped. I felt like I got the special treatment. And what's crazy is I got to throw this out there. He told me like that some people was hating that he gave me the beat, that he made that beat for me. He wouldn't say no names and whatnot. But he did say some of these names was engaging with the podcast. So, you know, that was a little too much.
Trailer 10 years of message, but...
My whole thing is Fayetteville, we gotta start hating on each other. We gotta form together like Voltron. We gotta bring it together Voltron. We got a shit ton of producers, we got a shit ton of rappers, we got movie makers, music video makers, we got DJs, we got music promoters. What more we need?
So like Bayface said, we got strippers, so you know we got that side action going on.
Hold up. Hold up. Yeah, we got strippers, people.
$40.
We got strippers.
Price pussy is plummeting.
What did Dave Chappelle say? The milk is going bad.
With Trill on music, but me and Trill were boys, so I hung out with them definitely when him and Ro were doing their thing, and I've always had nothing but love for Trill for sure. Yeah. Trillanoise was one of the dopest names in local hip hop. Trillanoise tracks, baby. That's
it. Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog. So, anybody we got to shout out before we go? We about 47 minutes in, 50 minutes. We try to keep it under an hour, so we don't got
to. Shout out to Rip Van Jones and his sleeping ass.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Sleepy Jones.
Yeah, I believe Uzi Vert is getting ready to try to slide his way on in here to be on the podcast.
Hopefully Ilzy will make it back on next week. He said he was out with the family. Can't knock that. Big Cass could make it. He said sorry, but I told him no need to apologize. We know, you know, the reason and whatnot.
Next week, I'll be traveling to the Bare Knuckle FC 52 for the coverage of the Welterweight Championship of the World here in Columbia, South Carolina.
And we're definitely going to try to have other cats on soon. Trillanoise tracks, anybody else we can bring on. Face, who didn't you say there was somebody you wanted to bring on?
I mean, I said the Trill hit me up and wanted to be on the show.
Trill. Yeah,
Trill. So there you got Cass. I mean, and yeah, I mean, Sonny the Star wants to be on the show. Passport
School. We can bring him on.
Passport School wants to come on the show. Hood the Mayor wants to come on the show. I mean, we got several of the local cats is really doing, you know, got albums dropping right now. We could definitely give them a clap for that.
Definitely shouts out to Hood the Mayor. I just talked to him recently. I let him know, like, you know, we're going to start bringing cats on and whatnot. And Passport School just sent me some music recently as well. Shouts out to them cats.
Love it. The whole Juice Project, the project they got out right now, man, it's fire. You know, they're getting a lot of traction. They get like legit stars are sharing their stuff. I seen today the school made a top 100 list on several streaming services. I mean, he's catching fire with that boom bap Griselda Reese. That's the moment he's on.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be interviewing them for the documentary sometime next week if everything works out.
You talking about kids that grew up next door to Filthy Rich. How about that? I mean, we're influenced by Filthy and we're younger, so that's cool as hell too.
Yeah, and rest in peace to Filthy Rich as well.
Close, man. Love you, bro.
And Filthy forever. What's the date for your performance again in Greensboro?
It's November 18th at the Artist Block.
Right, we got to plug that in every episode. Every episode, we got to plug that in. Episode.
No doubt. Remember, we're getting ready to make this documentary what it is, man. BLM. Show love to the whole community.
Bang local mills.
All right, fellas, we about to wrap it up.
All right.
Hey, I appreciate you having me, man. Mr. J, as always, every week, good to see you, Cass, man. Chopping up with your motherfuckers. And as always,
all right, we out.
Nice.